I won't tell you how stupid I was, but anyway, Coast Guard's got a really robust VHF network, too, with direction finding on all their towers. And those are 1,000-watt transmitters. NOAA's usually 300 or 500.
I think my All-Star node might have cut out on me there, so I only caught the tail end of your last.
No, it was me. I have three 146.74s with three different PLs, and I just bumped the knob, and I was transmitting, but I didn't open the squelch, so you didn't hear any of it.
Okay, good to know. Thanks. I was just been curious about that for a while. Apparently not curious enough to make the call, but maybe I'll do that. To me, it's kind of a safety thing, a public safety thing. And I don't know how many boaters rely on that NOAA weather for their navigation anymore. But man, when I was doing a lot of sea kayaking, I had my VHF radio on my PFD, and that was always something I was listening to every time I stopped and took a break or saw some threatening weather in the area.
Well, and sometimes simple is best. You know, Canada shutting down their version of NOAA as well. The transmitters, anyway, saying that, you know, well, everybody's got a cell phone. It's Canada. You don't, what's the percentage of landmass in Canada with cell coverage? I mean, I know it's 90% of the population because it's all in Vancouver and Ontario, but just landmass, it can't be 10%.